We're here. We're clear. We don't want any more bears.
We're here. We're clear. We don't want any more bears.
Hey, Homer, that's a pretty catchy chant. Where'd you learn it?
Oh, I heard it at the mustache parade they have every year.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two tumbling, tumbling dickweeds. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Oh, big stuff on the show this week. Thank God I wasn't killed yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, I say that. I say that. What would you do for a trip to Alcatraz to see Creed? The What Would You Do contest that we wanted to do a couple of weeks ago. We will do that on Thursday. Start taking your calls about that shortly. Friday on the show, probably a one-time feature. Guess that celebrity's mom. His very famous celebrity's mother will be in studio with us as we play Guess That Celebrity's Mother.
I have one question about that.
Yep.
Will she have to disguise her voice?
I don't think there's a problem with that.
Kind of rules out Dorothy Letterman, then.
It's not her.
Damn it. Oh,
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, David.
What number calling am I?
You are caller number 100, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, what's your name?
David.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Dave, you won the Laugh Your Butt Off prize pack. That is the complete season 2 of Friends on DVD, and that is from TBS Superstation.
It's gone.
All right, my friend. Are you ready for the sound?
Yes, I am.
Why? Guy sounding just like a doobie.
Brady. Hello, dear friends. Okay, for pizza. For $1,000, play you this common everyday sound. Get it on the first crack. Get $1,000. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Francis Albert Sinatra.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it is. There it is. The brand new distinctive secret sound, a common everyday sound. So easy. I'll amaze you, morons can't get it.
And although I know it's strictly taboo.
Yeah! Yeah! For $1,000.
Check it out.
What is the sound?
Is it a door shutting?
Yeah, what, Stuart Little door?
We're sorry.
No, thank you, and don't forget that every guest is a clue.
Clue for you,
dumbass. Okay, thank you, dear friends. So, just to finish with a guy who ran me over yesterday, and to say runs me over is not correct. Knocked me over in a car.
Yeah, but when you say the guy who ran me over, then people understand that the vehicle struck you and not you.
That's
inside
right.
A car.
So, last night... And, man, those meds worked great because I was on the telephone with Carrie Spiewak. I was on the phone with Carrie Spiewak for a half hour last night.
Oh, yeah. So you were like Chatty Cathy.
You should, I mean, really, at first when she was talking to you, I said, that's got to be Don. And then it went on and on and on, and it wasn't just Carrie talking.
Is she taking a little something for pain?
No, last night she was just, she had a epidural, so...
Yes, so it doesn't matter.
Didn't really affect you. Right. You were keeping up. Good for you.
Yeah. To Frida.
I just think babies are playing so much fun because I really don't know when I was about a car.
When I hung up the phone, I said to Frida, I said, swear to God,
right.
I can see why Matthew Perry got addicted to Vicodin.
Yeah.
I just spent a half an hour on the phone with Carrie.
Carrie, I will be honest with you. That is a great hospital. That is one of the best hospitals. If you're going to get a baby, you got to get to the hospital there.
I get on the phone with Rob and Carrie, and the phone rings, and it is the son of the 66-year-old guy who ran me over.
Well, obviously making a call for his father.
Right. He says, hi, this is so-and-so. I understand there was a problem with you and my dad today.
Problem? I got your stinking problem.
And I was laughing at first. I said, yeah, well, you call it a problem, I call it your dad ran me over in the parking lot of CVS. He said, how are you doing? I said, well, you know, I gave him the whole litany of I've been to the doctor, I got your bone chips in my hip, but I'm fine.
Right.
And then he said, how would you like to handle this? And I said, well, I think that if your dad covers my medical bill
and covers the cost of me going to get therapy for however long it is.
I mean, that's what insurance companies are for.
We can just call this a deal.
Right.
And then the guy says to me, I know who you are. And I said, and? He said, are you the suing type? Now,
The
thought...
That wasn't before.
The thought never had crossed my mind. Uh-huh. This is a 66-year-old guy.
Right.
Okay? I'm not killed. I'm not going to sue him. But the fact...
We have a coworker that made a wonderful suggestion coming into the office, though.
Tell him what Jeff Hedges said.
Hedges walks in and goes, if you don't get $100,000 out of this, I've lost all respect for you.
And then I said
that's
to Hedges...
That's the funniest goddamn line I've ever heard.
I said to Hedges, I said, but the guy is 66.
How old's his insurance company? Good point.
That's what Hedges said. So the guy says to me, you might be the suing type. And I said... Now, hold on a second.
Thanks for the insult.
Said, your dad ran into me in a parking lot. What makes you think I could be, but I've not said anything? What makes you think that I'm the suing type? He said, well, I'm not really familiar with your radio show, but...
Here we go.
You're one of those shock jocks, aren't you? And I said...
Boy, this guy's making the situation a lot better.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, but let me tell you how it normally works when you are one of those shock jocks, as you put it. And that's exactly how that's how he said it to me. It's how he said it back to him.
Right.
Shock jocks. I said, normally when you're a shock jock...
I hate it. Don't we all hate it?
Yeah.
We all hate that term.
People sue you. I said, normally a shock jock... doesn't sue other people unless other people run him over in the parking lot of a CVS and then the son calls wanting to know if I'm the suing type.
Ouch. And, yeah, well, you should have given him that.
And then the son comes back and says, can I tell you something? And I said, sure. He said, my mother had a stroke 2 weeks ago. I said, I'm sorry to hear that. He said, my dad was on the way to see my mom in the hospital. I said, and? He said, that's why he may have been distracted. And again, I'm getting this, he's saying these things to me in the wrong... In the wrong order.
No, he is way out of line, in my opinion.
Then I got mad at him again, and I said, I'm terribly sorry about your mom.
You have indicated that all you want is for his insurance company to cover your therapy, which is perfectly legit. Do you have the right to be a hump about it if you want? Yeah. When somebody hits you with their car, you can, but you're not going to do that. What's the guy being difficult for?
Terribly sorry about your mom. Uh-huh. I said, but I must tell you that your dad told me the reason he hit me was he was reading the newspaper. and the guy says, I don't believe that. And I said... Your dad told me. He had the Washington Post sitting right next to him in the driver's side. He was reading the news. He looked down at the newspaper. And the kid said, well, if he said that, he must have just had a moment. He must have had a senior moment.
What does he think? You're in trial now? What's going on here?
And then I said to the guy, listen, there's one easy way to get all of this worked out. I really don't want to deal with you. I'd rather deal with your dad. Your dad was an upfront guy today. We exchanged information. Your dad said to me, do you need an ambulance? Do you want to call the police? Your dad did all the right things. Mm-hmm. Why don't you let me talk to your dad? And then he says, like I'm supposed to really feel bad, I can't right now. Dad's sleeping. He was so upset by the day's events, he had to be medicated. I said... I was so upset by the day's events that I'm medicated.
No, you were medicated because you're in pain.
Yeah. So,
but it sounds to me like there was really no reason.
No.
And maybe because he knew who you were, he thought he'd play big shot.
And then I said to the guy, why don't you just give me your dad's insurance company's name, and I'll just give them a call and deal with them. He said, I don't know if I feel comfortable giving you that information.
Oh, he's required by law to give you that information.
It was at that point that I said, well, maybe we should bring lawyers into this then. If you'd like, I can call a lawyer and have my lawyer call you right now and see if you can give me the information. And he, and then there was just a little, like, as if that's what he had been expecting all along.
He sounds like an idiot.
Prick. So he said, hold on just a moment, please. Since my mother had the stroke, the house is in a bit of disarray. It may take me a moment to find the information, you know.
Yeah, come on.
So I'm Viking and die out. I'm just, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm waiting 5 minutes. The guy comes back to the phone and goes, it's either, he names two insurance companies. Mm. It's either this one or, I don't want to say the name. Right. It's either this one or this one.
Right.
I said, well, which do you think it is? He said, well, one of them is a homeowner's insurance, car insurance, and health insurance. I said,
is this like an amateur lawyer boy that we're dealing with here?
Well, which do you think it is? And he said to me, well, you don't have to call right now. It's 8:15. And I said, I know, but I'd like to call in the morning. I said, because when I go to see the therapist in the morning, they're going to want insurance information, and if I give my insurance information and I give them that, then your dad is going to have to write me a check.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I believe he would probably rather just pay through his insurance.
You know, on the heels of being hit and having someone's insurance company cover my car body work that was done, and I had zero conversations with the people that were involved in this accident, because everybody did the right thing. Everybody is a stand-up person.
The guy says to me at one point, I'm just protecting my dad.
You're not going to, I mean.
And I said, I'm just protecting my nearly broken hip. All I want is the information about your dad's insurance.
Yeah, insurance takes care of this. Yes, there will be a premium increase for his father. It will happen because he struck a pedestrian. That's all that's going to happen. You're not going
to. So finally.
All right, I think it's time to sue.
So finally, the guy, I hang up, the guy calls back. 10 minutes later, super prick attitude. Guy calls up and says, I woke my dad. He says that real, real indignant line.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've made him turn the world upside down.
Did you indicate to him that this information should have been provided at the scene of the attack?
Well, now, here's the deal. I said to his dad, if there's a problem, I'll call you for insurance or anything. Because I had the guys. Name is driver's license.
You weren't. You didn't feel. I mean, this thing was like a steady. When you got to the office, is when you felt the real pain.
So, the son gives me the information.
When you got to the office after you got the phone call from your attorney. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
The son tells me the name of the insurance company, and I said, "Great. You got a number?" He says, "No." He said, "Do you have a contact person?" "No." I said, "Fine. That's all I need. Goodbye." Well, there is a happy ending to this. That this morning, right before I was leaving the house to go to the therapy, the phone rings, and it's the old man.
And I bet you had a great conversation with him.
And the old man calls, and he says, how are you feeling? And I explained to him, he said, I'm terribly upset. It was totally my fault. I was looking at the newspaper. I wasn't thinking about what I was doing. He said, did my son call you last night? And I said, yeah. And he said, my son is, and this is a quote, a horse's ass.
Oh, God.
He said, my son is a horse's ass.
I'm surprised.
I said, well, I wouldn't want to say, but yeah, he treated me that way.
Right.
And the old guy said, I apologize. It's the way he is. Then I had to hear through the whole thing. He's upset about mom having the stroke. Mom's in the hospital.
Right. Okay.
So he gives me the name of the insurance, his insurance guy.
Good.
The phone number says anything.
Bingo, bango, no fuss, no muss, and he doesn't have to worry either.
Anything you need, don't worry about it.
Yeah, and then, and you were concerned, you had told me, you were concerned about him at the scene of the accident.
He was crying.
Yeah, he's very upset. He was obviously filled with remorse, and the son didn't need to get involved.
When I got up and walked over to the driver's side, the guy didn't even get out of the car. He was sitting there with his hands at the 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock position.
Oh, poor guy.
His old man hands shaking,
And big tears coming down.
You know, and if he's been through that with his wife, my heart goes out to the guy. That's too bad.
And he said to me, he thought he had killed me.
Right, right.
So, you know, the guy was, he's a stand-up guy.
Absolutely.
He's okay, but the funniest thing is, did you speak to my son last night? I said, yes. Well, he's a bit of a horse's ass.
Well, he knows.
Amen to that, my friend.
Right, right.
A bit of a horse's ass.
Are you the suing type?
Are you the suing type? Well,
I mean, you know what?
Gee, I hadn't thought about it, but now that you
bring
it to my attention.
Exactly. I mean, it's so, if you, you know, what a mishandled situation.
You know, gee, if you had run into me, son, I would be the suing type. Being as it's your dad.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's all about remorse.
So, not a problem. Know. Not a problem. So anyway, what a dickweed that guy was. Just what a total dickweed that son was. And I hope he's listening today. F you. Your dad thinks you're a horse's ass.
But he loves you.
Your dad told me you're a horse's ass. You douche. Okay, so that's all I got.
Amazing. Well, that's good.
Oh, listen, phone calls? We have a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, I want to talk about my date on Friday night, too.
And I want to talk about The Sopranos.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Real quick, before your date, because I want to hear about it, was Joey Pants being effed up the A by Tony's sister? Was she using a device to F him up the A?
I believe so.
Me too. I agree.
That is disturbing. Did you not catch that?
What?
That part of the show?
What show?
The Sopranos?
I know not the Sopranos episode you're talking about.
They're laying in bed together.
I had band practice Sunday night.
Oh.
Band camp.
Oh, hold on. This is a great Mike moment.
I had a festive band practice on Sunday night.
I got drunk Mike on Sunday night.
Hey.
Now I know
Mike had a little wine on Sunday night.
I know in our fantasy leagues.
A wine drunk?
Yeah.
How were you on Monday?
Needless to say, when the show went south, I was feeling pretty good about it.
You ready to go home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I slept.
The worst guys in fantasy football?
Yeah.
You're listening to them right now.
The two gentlemen with the 0-4 record, and Jason Elam, sounds like female cosmetics. You fag. You lousy, crappy field goal kicker.
Both Mike and I are 0-4.
Wow. Yeah, because you see, when I have somebody that has an incredible day in fantasy football, the team I'm playing has somebody with just a little bit more incredible day.
Mm-hmm. Mike had Sean Alexander,
who had 5 touchdowns, and I didn't know this because Don was that it was a Sunday night game.
It was a first half record. The NFL record is Gale Sayers with 6.
Right.
So I'm watching the Sunday night game, and this guy Sean Alexander has got 5 touchdowns in the first half. I'm thinking to myself, hey, my buddy Mike has Sean Alexander.
And you know that on the last couple of weekends, I've been a little more into it than I normally am.
So I call Mike up. It's about 10 o'clock Sunday night, halftime. Seattle's winning 45-3. I call him up, but I go,
we had been having, incidentally, band practice. Band practice started at 5 o'clock.
And you and I, I don't know why it is. Mm-hmm. We've been working together 18 years.
We know when the other person's happy.
But I don't know why, when one of us is drunk,
mm-hmm.
he won't admit it to the other one.
Right, exactly.
So
exactly.
I know as soon as you pick up the phone.
Yeah, you. I mean, you get the confirmation. You get the confirmation from me the day after.
Yeah, and I'm the same with you.
I didn't say
you.
It to you that night, right?
Right, and I'm the same with you.
How are you? Everything's just fine, thank you.
Did you question him on it?
No.
He just knew.
I'll tell you when I knew. At first he said,
we actually talked early Monday morning.
He says, hello. I said, hey, are you watching the game? No, I have band practice. I said, did you start Sean Alexander? I think so. I said, he has 5 touchdowns. And Mike says, you're shitting me.
Oh,
No.
Oh, no, you've got to hit the delay.
You've got to dump that
out.
You've
got to dump that.
No.
No, you said it.
No.
You said it.
S-H-I-D-D.
You make it.
All right, well, he said you are.
You're S-ing me.
Except instead of T's, there were D's.
Right.
Fair enough. Ding.
Shitted.
Itting.
Shid. S-H-I-D.
They're going to kill all of it. They're going to kill every bit of it.
Wait, it's like saying, F-U-C.
God.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, J, K, L. It's like the F-U-C-L. I'm just saying another word after where the K would
be.
Yeah,
but if you put that there, it would still be the word. You know, I mean, you know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
S-H-I-D.
D.
Shid. It's how some people might say the word shed.
I think we're going to have a visit from the monkey in a second.
Yeah. He might be off his, climbing down off his fire right now.
He might be coming down the stairs as we speak.
I'm lighting down his pole.
But I said to you, you're ezzing me.
Right, with
and I'll make it sound ezzing instead of essing.
with the D's.
Right.
And it was at that moment I knew you were out of it.
We had a great practice. We just had one of those great practices where everybody was happy and we had a little cookout and it was great.
I said to Mike, this guy's having an incredible night. Like 5 touchdowns, record-setting performance.
Right.
He says, great. Maybe I'll finally win a game. Talk to you tomorrow.
It was fantastic.
And then the next day I get the
We're
call.
We're doing George Thorogood and the Destroyers now.
We talked yesterday then.
Yes.
Before the show.
Right.
Both of us lamenting the fact
that we are 0-4.
That we are 0-4.
I mean, it just can't get any
The world
worse.
Is upside down. My son is 4-0.
Yeah.
Right.
I believe right now if they played the Super Bowl in our league, it would be Rob Spiewak or Buzz against Bart.
Well, I'll tell you who deserves to be 0-4 is the gentleman in the cubicle over there who walked up to me yesterday.
Yeah.
And, well, tell him what you said to me, Buzz.
Well, I
Buzz walks up to me in the hallway.
I'd forgotten the name of your team. You're the
Sea Dogs.
Tell me what you said. I said you kicked my ass. I thought I was going to kick your ass in fantasy football, but you kicked my ass. I was wrong. It was the Meatheads, which is Bart's team. And
that's when I said I didn't play you, Buzz.
Yes.
You know, so at least
that's why I deserve to be 0-4.
Whose team is who?
And yet here I am at 2-2.
Yes, there you are. Yeah, 2-2.
There you are. I was so out of my mind on Sunday when Warner broke his pinky.
Right. Oh, that was a great call, too, when I called you to check in, and you just answered, pretty smart starting Kurt Warner.
Why didn't you start Brady?
Because Kurt Warner was playing against Dallas.
Yeah.
And I figured if the Rams are ever going to break out of the slump.
And they're not.
And they're not. So now, I know you said you're having a fire sale.
Yeah.
Warner. Anybody wants him?
Oh, with a broken finger.
He's going to be great in week 14.
Mike, I'm also offering up Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt.
Of course you are, because Kurt Warner is out of the equation now.
Right, well, you got to think.
Who's your running back?
Oh, he sucks.
Who is he?
Michael Pittman from Tampa Bay.
Jesus. That's your A-list running back?
I don't have running backs. I have quarterbacks.
Well, that's right. You go for receivers.
And receivers.
That's right.
Who's your tight end?
Bubba Franks, Green Bay.
He didn't play as good as Gonzalez.
Oh, F you. He threw a touchdown pass.
Jeremy Shockey is on the market, if anybody's interested in Jeremy
He got
Shockey.
You some points, didn't he?
No, he never gets me any points. I mean, zero.
I played Robbie this weekend, and Tony Gonzalez is the reason you beat me.
Yeah, he played really well.
Tony Gonzalez has, like, the game of his life because he knows Rob's on the line.
He's one of those great Mexican football players.
God. Nice to see having the sun has changed you so much.
I'm a new man.
You hateful, huh? So,
hold on. We're going to go somewhere with this. Oh, Sopranos.
Yes.
You didn't see the Sopranos Sunday night because of the band practice.
Yeah, right.
Let me just tell you one scene. Joey Pants is in bed with Tony's...
With Janice?
Yeah.
Under the car.
And he's saying to her... Oh, I'm your little slut. I'm your little slut. Do it to me. And she's going, do you want it? Do you want it? Are you a dirty little slut? And
she's laying behind him.
She's laying behind him, and she has, you can hear, some kind of apparatus that apparently is going into the bad place.
Oh, dear me.
And I believe...
So that's what he was getting done.
That he was taking it up the A.
Oh, she is a dirty bird.
Yeah. I think so.
She's a nasty little woman.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, dude, did you see when he got the phone call and he had the bottle of amyl nitrate?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then she starts using it on herself.
Yeah, no, that's right. Now, she did, when he was on the telephone, she started to go to work on herself.
Right. He had a bottle of amyl nitrate, he said. He's a fag.
Yeah, I think so.
There's anything wrong with that.
Inhalant. It's a little,
what is M-O- what is it?
Little brown bottle. You inhale the fumes from it, and
what's it supposed to do?
Loosens your inhibitions.
Oh, really?
Great.
And it's found commonly in the
other parts of your body.
Is it found commonly in the gay community?
I think mostly. Yeah.
All right.
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 Uh huh. Most all gays.
Really?
Yeah.
So they use it to like loosen up, really.
Right.
Right.
Oh my.
Oh, you'd like it later.
Really?
When she got mad at him. She pushed him down the stairs.
Oh, and he didn't. He's going to shoot her.
And he called her.
Well, remember, she's got that temper.
He called her a C.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Dirty C word.
Oh, man.
Although, you know, the entire episode, at least I think, was the Sopranos, the management, the backhanded way that they're dealing with the anti-Italian sentiment that
right.
the show's been getting.
Right.
Because basically it was a wasted episode about how all of the guys in Tony's gang were mad that some Indians wanted to protest Columbus Day.
Oh, really?
And there was, you know, throughout the episode, there were things dropped in like Tony talking to Carm and talking to AJ saying, you know, Christopher Columbus was a great man. Christopher Columbus was a great Italian-American. There have been a lot of great Italian-Americans in our lives.
So obviously maybe they're pandering to that, that instead of really just writing an honest show.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
But it had its moments.
Yeah.
Even for being a slow episode, it had its moments.
Funny spots.
I got to get me that TiVo.
Yeah.
You sure do.
Yeah, I really do.
Sure do.
Oh, it's been a tough year.
Hold on. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Don, as you were telling us your story, weaving your story of being with the physical therapist today, in my mind the whole time was Ralphie and Janice.
I guess so, if that was going
on. I thought that was the funniest episode of The Sopranos I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
It was really good.
Oh, I got to see it. I can't wait.
And I was sitting there with Frida, and I said, well, we just said, is he taking it up the A? And she said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was highly apparent.
Yeah.
You. Taking it up the A.
Yeah.
Janice
is a dirty bird.
I know, we have to break. Mike had a date on Friday night.
I did.
I'm not telling anything out of school.
Right.
When I say Mike O'Mara went on a date Friday night.
It took two people out.
Two people out on a date Friday night.
Yeah.
We'll hear about it when we come back.
Yeah.
Wow. Find out how the date turned out.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. His love of animals put him into a tank with a killer whale and gave him a close encounter with Coco, the mountain gorilla that learned sign language from her keepers.
A mountain gorilla? This is gigantic. I got scared. So the only thing I could think of was to say to Coco, I love you, Coco. Because I knew that if I said I love you, then I'd start to feel I love you. It's a simple actor's trick. I love you, Coco, my advanced honor. I love you, Coco. Coco, I love you. And I knew that my body was softening. I love you, Coco. I got right in front of her. I said, Coco, and I looked into her deep brown eyes. I said, I love you, Coco. She put her hand out and grabbed me by the balls.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in Summerland.
They take the tugboat to Tuna Town. Don and Mike.
Hey, Thursday on the show, we're doing What Would You Do? Giving away a vacation to San Francisco to see these guys, Creed, live at Alcatraz. Go to a private party on October 9th, courtesy of T-Mobile. More minutes, more features, more service. Airfare courtesy Southwest Airlines, offering low fares to over 58 destinations coast to coast. Plan your next getaway at southwest.com today. T-Mobile, get more from life. I got no problem reading a commercial that long when the prize is that good.
Amen.
Absolutely. Thursday, we'll be playing What Would You Do? George in Philly. George, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
You were talking about amyl nitrate on the show The Sopranos.
Yes.
And amyl nitrate is a muscle relaxant.
Oh, so it gives more elasticity to the area that you want to be elastic?
Right, right. And that Yeah, amyl nitrate, pharmaceutical grade, is normally used in delivery rooms in hospitals.
I see.
The stuff that's on the street in the certain communities is butyl nitrate. And it's
yours, not butyl nitrate.
I'm so glad we're educating the community.
Yes. Yeah, but the one thing interesting about amyl nitrate, if you and your lady friend happen to be doing anything in bed at that time, and you pop a capsule underneath her nose, she goes right into the big O right away.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, George.
Yepper.
Call Buzz at home.
Yepper.
Call Buzz.
Yeah, repeatedly.
Bye-bye.
Yepper.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Dad.
How you doing, guys?
He's back.
Hey, Dad.
He's back because he's... You're calling, obviously, because you're concerned about Don, right?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Dad.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine. No need to worry.
You ever been in a car accident?
Hey, Dad.
Serious?
Hey, Dad.
You ever been hit by a car?
Hey, Dad.
You ever hit, like a pedestrian?
Hey, Dad.
Really? You actually been behind the wheel and hit somebody?
Hey, Dad.
you don't seem that concerned about it.
Hey, Dad.
It doesn't matter.
Why not? You didn't kill anybody, did you?
Hey, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Is this Matthew Broderick?
Hey, Dad.
Good man.
Right. Hey, Dad.
Bye. How you doing, guy?
Hey, Dad.
There you go.
See you later. All right. So, anyway, Mike had a date Friday night.
Wow. Yeah, I took out Charlie Broyhill and Lisa from the station. We went down. When Patton Oswalt was here on Friday, I said I was going to try to go see... On Thursday, actually, I said I was going to try to go see the show on Friday, and I am so glad I did, because let me tell you, he was at the Improv, went down to see him at 8 o'clock Friday night with my two dates.
Charlie and Lisa.
The lonely guy. There I am. And he was... If there is a better comedian working right now, I haven't seen him. This guy killed. Wow. He is so goddamn funny. He made me laugh out loud for the entire set. And I haven't done that. I don't do that with comedians. I love to laugh. And if they say something remotely funny, I'm going to chuckle a little bit. This was, everybody kind of leaning back, mouth open, mouth agape. You want to talk about TiVo? He does a bit on TiVo. TiVo being a retard that is as funny a thing as I've ever heard, when it's like, no, TiVo, no. You got to see it. I'm not going to wreck the guy's act. And he does the thing on Bush. He's all over. He does a lot of different stuff, right. and different kind of comedy, and just hysterically funny. If you get a chance to see, I normally don't go gaga over a guy like this, but he was so effing funny. Wow. That go see Patton Oswalt. He really is. He's a brilliant comedian.
He was prominently featured in last night's screechingly unfunny edition of King of Queens.
May I say from the bottom of my heart, Patton Oswalt is so much funnier than the King of Queens. And Patton Oswalt deserves to get his own gig. He really does. And they ought to use him as a writer. And that's, I think, what he did when he went out there to Los Angeles in the first place. I think he was a writer for a lot of the different shows out there. But just a funny guy. And I'm sitting there with Monkey Man. And, it's always, just always wonderful.
What were the seating arrangements?
It was me, Lisa, and Charlie. With Charlie... And we ordered the food down at the Improv, the burritos that they offer there. So watching, he ordered some kind of dish that he ate, with his hands.
It's always fun watching him eat.
Watching him eat. I'm not sure if, I'm not even sure if he had a cocktail or not, but, we actually chatted almost like two real people.
Wow.
We almost had a normal conversation.
Come on.
It was just very, and he laughed at the comedian, which was great, because I didn't think he could laugh. And it was terrific. And, Lisa was there, too, but it was, Charlie who I was paying attention to, because, it was just, amazing to watch. And at least at one point embarrassed me, though, because we're sitting there, and right before the show, Patton comes walking down. Patton's family was there, and I recognized him immediately, because they all look like Patton.
Striking.
Yeah, it looked like there was maybe a father and an uncle or something, but they all had that little, that little Cupid doll face,
right,
that was happening. Wow. And I spotted the family. He's coming out, to get ready to go to the green room, and Lisa just goes, "Patton!" top of her lungs, "Patton!" And stops him. And I'm like, don't do this before he performs. Please don't do that. But we had a lot of people that came to the show based on hearing him on our show. So I thought that was very, very cool. So it was a great time. We get out.
How did the date end, Mike?
Well, the date didn't end for me because I had a second date with another coworker. I had a second date. I had the date with Charlie and Lisa, and then I had my real date with Timmy O'Bibinet.
Hey. Ooh. Hello, Godson.
So Timmy and I are in contact after the show. It's like, you know, and Timmy and I have hung out in the past, and I was really excited because we haven't, you know, Timmy is so plugged into like every club in downtown D.C. He's just a great guy.
Nice bush.
And Timmy walks into these bars and is like, Timmy, oh, Timmy.
Of course.
Hello, how are you? Great. That's a great dress you're wearing. That's great. Look at that. She's melting like putty in my hands. But Timmy...
he is the king of stink.
Yeah, yeah. Timmy meets us, and we were all standing out in front of the Improv on the street, and just as we're starting to talk, this guy comes up, you know, a transient guy comes up with flowers, and he's not even speaking. He's just sticking the flowers out. And,
homeless guy?
Yeah, I think he was homeless. I'm not sure, though, but I...
Thin the herd!
I was... Well, you know, you would have loved the move, because, you know, you're... This was the most nakedly cruel thing I've ever seen. I don't know why. Where's Charlie?
It's from Roy Hill.
But this guy comes up to Lisa, and Lisa's standing with three guys, and he, like, hands the flowers to her, and there's this exchange. Lisa, come in here and see if I've got this right, the way it happened, because I want to make sure I've got the details leading up to Charlie Broyhill's, like, just heinous move.
Wow.
It was
really embarrassing.
It was completely embarrassing. It was like embarrassing. Like, oh my, it was just, it was not that bad, but it was
so what happened? Mean.
Oh, what happened?
He hands the flowers to
Lisa, and we're all kind of awkward, and he's going, flowers. And Lisa, like, takes one of the flowers, it's like, obviously he wants a little donation for the flowers, and it's like, he found these flowers, like, in a flower bed, and then put them in a cup, and he takes them out of the cup, and he gives her another flower, and then it's like, you know, I'm kind of looking away, and Timmy's kind of looking away, because Timmy's a city guy, and then Charlie's looking away, and then
looking at the two guys on either side of me going, somebody give him a friggin' dollar.
And nobody, you know, I didn't get the wallet out, and Charlie didn't have any intention of getting the wallet. And at one point, Charlie takes the flowers.
But no, what happened is I hand the flowers to Charlie because I know I have $1 bill in my
Lisa,
wallet.
Lisa hands the flowers to Charlie because she's going to give the guy a dollar. Charlie takes the flowers and tries to hand them to the guy, and the guy kind of indicates, no, give them to the girl, and Charlie takes the flowers and throws them down on the floor.
Wow.
Throws them down on the street at the guy's feet. We all go,
oh my God.
Oh, and the guy, like, looks at Charlie, like, wide-eyed, and Charlie's just like he's going to fight him. And the flowers are just sitting there. And then who picked? Did he?
I think he picked them up. The homeless guy and I made some kind of eye contact.
Yeah, your eye contact was like, so sorry for this ape boy.
Here's a dollar.
Who threw the flowers down like this. I mean, I was sitting there going, I mean, okay, you don't give the guy money if you don't want to, but
right.
he throws his flowers to the ground, and then the guy is like picking up his flowers, and it was right. like, and I looked at Charlie, and Charlie had that look where he's kind of proud of himself. Just sick.
Oh,
it was weird.
So I get the flowers back. I pick them up and give the guy. I gave him the dollar, and he picked them up and handed them back.
Oh, so you kept the flowers?
No,
hello?
I
didn't. Chuck?
I think he's in a meeting. But I put the flowers back in one of the flower beds, you know, the cement flower beds on the side of the street in Washington. Mm-hmm. I just kind of put them back there.
So at that point, it was like, you know, I was ready to go and, you know, go to my evening of revelry with Timmy and Bob
and he just threw them at the guy's feet?
Well, he tried to put them in the cup.
He was trying to put them in the cup, and the guy was, like, obviously wasted, and the guy was not real with it. And he tries once, and he doesn't, and he goes, and just throws them down.
That's when the guy came,
you know, sobered up for a second. I look at Charlie, and Charlie was just like, Yeah, I threw him on the ground. Yeah, he didn't say that, but that's what his face was saying. And we're all in this, like, horribly awkward moment with this guy. And did you give him a dollar?
I gave him a $1 bill.
Okay, at least he got a dollar, and he got his flowers back, right?
No, he gave me the flowers.
Well, he gave you the flowers.
And I gave the flowers back.
Went back over to the flower bed to pick his next victim. But it was very, very strange.
Godspeed, Charlie Broyhill.
And then my evening with Timmy was out on the town in Washington, D.C., where... not only did we run into
Salt and Pepper,
we ran into the son of a famous man in America, and the son, you know, Rudy Martsky was on this show for a very long time, and we ran into his son, Brent Martsky, who is married to former
Julie,
the former ad executive, who... and they have turned into Rudy and the Mouse.
Really?
They have turned. It is the most frightening thing. Brett, his head has gotten larger. His hair has gotten a little thinner. He looks exactly like his father. And he's going to look more like his father every day. Julie, and based on her voice alone, has turned into the Mouse at one point when I heard, "Stop it!"
Yeah!
And I looked over and I said, "My God, you've turned into the Mouse."
People say that to me all the time.
Dear sweet Julie.
Wow. Right. It was a festive evening. A good time was had by all. Everybody had a wonderful... And also, Timmy had invited former salesperson Bretta out on the town with
Lady
him.
Lady Slim Jim was there?
He was out there also. Oh. So not only did I see Timmy, but Bretta, Brett Martsky, and Julie. Wow. And it was a wonderful, wonderful evening. But Timmy is just, he's Mr. Smooth, man. He walks into these places,
yeah,
and you see these POAs just walk up to him and greet him like he's some kind of dignitary. He said, We are not going to have our cocktail here. We will go upstairs to the good area. There we go, Captain. There we are. Isn't this a great time? Mike, did you have a good time? Got the call the next day. I hope you had a good time. I did. Wasn't that great? That's fantastic. I had to go home early to study. He's like, give me another one.
Reach Timmy. Please leave a message and your call will be returned as soon as possible. Thank you.
No, wait, hold on.
That's not Timmy.
That's Andy.
Andy Is Rice. That Andy?
Andy Rice.
What? Yeah. Rob, are you having the buffet back there or what?
Is this Timmy?
Timmy!
Captain, what's happening?
Timmy, so I hear from Mike you had a good time Friday night.
Oh, yes, indeed. Mike did as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
what was your highlight, Timmy?
Well, you know, we went to, first we went to Dragonfly, and then we went down to 1223 where we ran into Julie and
Brad.
And Rudy's son.
Yeah.
But I had to leave after a while, and I left Mike, you know, with a couple of fine honeys.
Yeah.
There you go.
They were lovely.
Yeah, so, but I had to leave, and I left, you know, because I had something to do the next day.
Yeah, I got home about, 11 o'clock the next day.
Was it really an all-nighter for you?
No, it was not. It was not, but it was a late night, and they couldn't, where's the last place we were?
1223.
They could not have been nicer down there. Very, very, very nice. And second weekend in a row that we've been doing the clubbing thing.
How do you like Mike as a clubbing partner?
Oh, Mike's great.
Thank you.
Mike's a great partier.
Yeah, we have a good time together. We went up to this little special corner of the world up there and kind of crashed this other party that was there and sat down. And
right, we went to like the VIP area, and there were like, I don't know, like five, six blondes already sitting down there.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, seriously, now, Timmy, be honest.
Right.
I mean, that group of five blondes, they were with all the guys that looked like that guy from the movie Road Trip.
What's
that guy's name? You know, the stickler or whatever. I mean, whoever that guy is. They all look like that. They're all wearing, like, these tight print shirts, and I go up there kind of like, you know. I mean, I'm old enough to be their father. You know, and I'm sitting down with it, and it was just and that's when I do what I do best.
Which is?
Drink more.
Right. Mike was just chilling, and then they all come over to say hello. I know that Mike was like the king, man. They all come by and say hello, and then Mike, you know, just shake their hands. Hey, how are you?
I'm not a big stander. I don't like to stand in a place. So, you know, I'd rather just sit in the corner, because, I mean, you know, it's just everybody's doing all this dancing.
Do you think?
Yeah, the pulse, the rhythmic pulse of the disco.
I'm guessing nothing happened, but Timmy, do you think if you were to take Mike out for a night of clubbing?
Uh-huh.
Well, he did. No, I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay, all right.
A future time.
Yeah.
Could you get him laid?
I think Mike can do well by himself.
Thank you, Timmy. That's very kind of you.
But I mean, if Timmy, if you were to get Mike into the right spots, if you were to get him to these VIP levels,
I've been there now, and it's fine.
Oh yeah, and quite a few of them recognize Mike. I don't know, maybe some of them have been to the Las Vegas style shows before, but you know, some of them recognize Mike, and I came up to him.
It's a little weird, and I'll tell you why. And I'm being as honest as I can.
Okay.
It's just a little weird because, you know, 10 years ago, fine. Now, it's just a little, I feel always a little odd. It's not that I don't like to try. It's not that I don't like being out there. But it's just, we're talking about the low end of the 20 scale. You know what I mean? The vast majority of people in there, the low end of the
20. Well, that's why you need Timmy.
That's why, well, Timmy,
your front guy.
But Timmy is just a cool guy. Timmy is a cool guy. I don't even know how old you are, Timmy.
Thank you for saying that. And, you know,
I mean,
it wasn't just me. I mean, Bretta was there too, and she was dancing. You know, Bretta really wanted to dance that day, but I don't think, you know.
Did you dance? Did you dance with Bretta, either of you?
Timmy is not 63.
No, I didn't dance. I just wanted to drink.
I didn't dance with anybody. Oh, and so finally, as Timmy will tell you, I'm talking to these very, very attractive women at the bar. And just as I'm beginning the conversation, a woman comes out of the crowd with her hand over her mouth, just going,
was she going to puke?
She did. Right on the bar.
Oh.
And I said, hey, I'm a cool guy.
Was that Bretta?
What's that?
Was it Bretta?
No, I don't believe so, Rob.
All right, Timmy.
But it was Timmy. Right, we will repeat our endeavor. You know what? We have a great time. Even when we're just hanging out together, we have a very good time.
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to another one.
Because we have so much in common.
Yeah.
Timmy, could you ever envision a time when you would wake up on a Saturday morning and be in bed with two women and Mike on the other side?
Hey, you never say never, man. You never know.
All right, bye, Timmy.
All right, Captain, bye.
Bye, bye.
Good morning, ladies. You hear this little giggle? Good morning, Timmy. Good morning.
Hello, Mike.
What a great night we had. Wasn't that fun?
Well,
that's fantastic.
Todd and Mike, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Colin, tell you what I do for the Creed tickets.
I haven't done it started that yet, but sure, what would you do for a trip to San Francisco to see Creed?
Well, I work on a goat farm.
Yes?
And we just had a goat that died, and I will eat a goat eyeball.
Well, you're in the contest.
That's a killer.
You're in the contest.
That's fantastic. We had a whole goat's head in here one time.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Did the goat really die?
Mike, who cares? It's a goat eyeball.
Oh, God.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
All right, I'll let that one go by. I think it sounded like you did it on purpose.
Almost found Steve.
You, of course, are listening to
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Yeah. That works with that intro.
I guess one time we looked into it.
That's for sure.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Is me, Dale?
Yes, Dale. Hi.
Hi, I'm from Laurel. I love you guys.
Thank you, my friend.
I had a celebrity sighting.
We only care about
your favorite.
We only care if
favorite, Don.
We only care
Adam West.
Okay, but did you mention our names?
I did. I said, Don and Mike, say hi, and especially Don Geronimo loves you.
And he said?
He just said, oh, those guys, and turned his head.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Dale.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike.
That was Dale, everyone.
Touching story.
Hello, great.
Don
like
and Mike.
Donnie?
Hello. Yeah.
Can I?
He's
dear.
He's changed up his routine.
Yes, he has. I feel so privileged to be included.
That was a call that had to be deleted.
Wow.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, I'm glad this is okay, Don.
Thanks, Dan.
Hey, I just got with a dentist today.
Hey. Now, that's some real Dennis Murphy news.
Now, let's hear what he did, because Dennis has dog teeth.
Well,
in case you don't know, Dennis really has, like, pointed...
Yeah, and he neglects them.
Dog teeth.
What happened today was they moaned my left side, so they scraped my teeth.
It hasn't affected his speech.
It was, now, all I got was they scraped your teeth. What else?
They numbed your left side. That's why I can't talk too well as it is.
So the whole left side, and they scraped
your teeth.
They just scraped my teeth.
Oh.
Took the plaque off.
Yeah.
And then in a month, I'm going to the right side, and it looks like I have to go to a periodontist.
Oh, yeah. Shocker.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for this.
Why don't you just get dentures?
I want to see what the dentist has to say to the dentist, and I may go that route.
I can't believe you would have periodontal disease.
Hey, Dennis, does he offer financing?
I don't know. Why?
I just think it might be quite an undertaking. You might not have enough cash laying around for it.
Hold on, Dennis. Speaking of your bad teeth.
Yeah.
Hold on. We do have a dental expert on the phone right now.
Okay.
Let's welcome Dr. Tooth. Dr. Tooth.
I'm not a fool, you fool.
What's the matter, Tom?
You know what? I am happy today.
Why?
Oh, God. Because I am happy.
Why are you happy?
Because today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And? My maid comes today. I went to all my meetings today.
Did you go to your anger management classes?
No, that's tomorrow, Tom.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis, I have a challenge for you. You think you can make him unhappy?
Oh, I'm not going to piss him off.
Okay.
You know, watch it.
Tom, have a good one.
Shut up, jerk. Shut up, you jerk.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you can do better than that, Dennis.
Hey, how was your group meal this morning?
It's only Tuesday, jerk.
Huh?
It's tomorrow.
Only Tuesday, jerk.
Oh, okay. Tom, why did you come back?
All right.
You're happy.
I am happy.
Well, you're not happy coming with me.
Because... Guess who told me to say, hey, Don?
Yeah, Tommy.
Guess who told me to say, I ain't that fool, you fool?
Who said that?
The finger told me to say it.
The finger did. Oh, okay, great.
Who's the finger?
You know the finger guy, Mike? The guy who gives us the finger?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
What?
What do you think of Dennis?
He got his teeth pulled today.
What do you think
of him? Yeah.
What do you think of him?
He's going to get them pulled. I hope he gets false teeth.
And, Dennis, what do you think of Tom?
He's an idiot.
Watch it, you idiot, too.
Hey, Tom. Hey, thank you for moving me the threatening phone mail last week.
Phone mail?
Yeah.
I left you phone mail?
No. Tom did.
What did Tom leave?
He threatened to bomb my place up.
Did you threaten to bomb?
Tom, did you threaten to blow up Dennis's place?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's bugging me and calling me at night and saying to meet him somewhere, Don.
Yeah.
And calls me up and says, I got 4 tickets to go to Penn State. Do you want to go?
What?
Now, Dennis, did you call Tom and invite him to go to the Penn State?
There's not a chance that Tom will get invited to wherever I go.
I cannot understand.
He said there's not a chance that Tom would get invited to where I go. So it's not. Dennis is saying he didn't call you, Tom.
Yes, he did.
Well, I did not invite you to Penn State.
Liar! Pants on fire.
Well,
you fool.
Now, Tom, when you called Dennis, how did you threaten him? What did you say?
He calls me up, and I have to do something to my phone. I have to put the phone numbers in my phone.
What?
I have to put the phone numbers in my phone, and I have to dial *60 to block all the phone lines so he won't call me.
What was your threat to Dennis? What did you threaten to do to him?
To
Who's that in the background?
That's nobody.
What did you threaten? What did you threaten to do to Dennis?
Tom?
Yeah, I want to hear what you did, Tom.
Tom, what did you say?
I said I was going to blow your car up.
Now, Tom, you can't say that.
Oh.
And you can't say that on the tape machine. You can get in trouble.
That's illegal, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yes?
That's illegal.
Hold on a second. The finger guy is on the phone.
Oh, this will help.
Finger guy. Yeah, finger guy.
Yeah, Don, Mike. It's Finger here. I just wanted to say that I didn't tell Tom to say anything of the sort on the air. He's kind of become friends with a coworker of mine, and they're friends, birds of a feather, if you know what I mean.
All right, hold on a second. Hey, Tom?
What?
Tom, here's the Finger guy.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Tell them I didn't tell you to say I'm not a fool.
He didn't tell me that. What's his name said it?
Paige.
Paige told me to say it.
Paige? Is Paige a hottie?
No, Paige is a guy, and he's...
Paige, a guy?
Very similar to Tom.
How come all these guys like hanging around Tom? That's what I want to know.
Question.
Let me ask you something, Finger guy.
Yeah.
Why have you associated yourself with Tom Gavin?
I wanted to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, remember, that's right, Tom. He was Tom's ride up to Philly.
Oh, right, for the Las Vegas guy style show.
Finger guy wanted to come up.
And now Tom's got my number, so, you know.
I've never heard of a man named Paige.
No.
Well,
is that a girl's name?
Is what's that?
Usually.
Isn't
that
a
girl's name?
I believe
usually.
Not always, Mike. You know, not always.
Right.
All right, goodbye, Finger guy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Tom?
Yes?
You first off, you got to be careful who you choose as your friends, because you can't trust a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people try to take advantage of you, Tom.
And Tom, you cannot call Dennis up and tell him you want to blow up his car.
Okay.
And Dennis, are you being mean to Tom?
No, I'm not being mean to him. Well, why did you... No.
Do you call Tom a lot?
Oh, no. Tom calls me.
Tom, do you call Dennis a lot?
Tom?
Tom?
Tom hung up.
No, but, you know, the thing is, once Tom gets your number, you have it in his memory, and he calls you at midnight sometimes.
What, in his stored memory on the phone or in his brain?
Oh, in his brain.
In his brain.
You mean he memorizes the phone numbers?
He has a great line for numbers. He knows everyone's phone number.
Hold on, he's back. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, you guys just dropped me. I don't know what happened.
No.
When you dropped me in
Tom? Hey, Tom, let's revisit Dennis getting dentures. Why do you think he needs dentures?
Because his mouth is... His tongue is short.
Yes. Yeah, that's right, he has half a tongue. But why does he need new teeth?
Because he doesn't know how to play around with any of the girls.
Like you do.
Yeah, I can do better than he does.
How so? Explain.
What? Like what?
Like what do you do that's better? What do you do with the girls that's better than him? Like when you get a girl?
I French kiss them.
Really?
And what else?
And play with them.
Play and what else, Tom?
That's it.
That's it?
You just you French kiss them and play with them.
How do you play with them, Tom?
Play with them good.
Yeah.
How do you play with them good?
Have sex.
What kind of, just say oral.
Oil.
Are you like, do you like giving or receiving?
Giving it. Murphy, be quiet.
Are you good at that?
Yeah.
Why?
It's good.
What?
Murphy, shut up.
Why?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don.
No. Tom, it's us laughing. It's not Dennis.
Who is it then?
Why?
Who is it?
Who is the last girl you gave oral to, Tom?
The girl, I mean, is Mike doing it? It's Charlie!
Oh, Tom, who is,
oh God, he's killing me.
Tom, who is the last girl you gave oral to?
I don't know.
What makes you so good at it, Tom?
Tom?
Because it's good.
But what makes you so good at giving oral?
What do you do that's better than the other guys?
The other girl?
The other guys.
I don't give it to other guys. I give it to girls.
I know, but what makes you better than other guys?
Because I can get on real good and
what can you give them real good?
If I say this, if I say it, bleep it out.
I just use initials.
F.
Right, but when you F, you don't use your mouth.
No.
No, you don't.
But you're good at that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can... Get on top of them.
And what do you do when you get on top of them? Tom?
Put my, you know what, in it.
Mike, what are you laughing about? Are you laughing, Mike?
Yeah, I am, Tom.
Hey, where's Charlie?
He's not here right now.
Tom, are you talking about your D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you climb on top?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And how long can you last?
A lot.
Like what?
An hour.
Wow.
An hour.
An hour, that's great.
How do you manage to last an hour?
Because I get on top of her and I bang her.
What do you think about to last that long?
Good.
What do you think about when you're to last that long, Tom?
What do you think? I mean, like...
What do you think about?
Let me tell you, most guys, when they have sex...
Yeah.
They could make pudding right away.
Yeah, they make pudding. I make pudding right away.
Oh.
But you have to think about something that's not sexual, like baseball or football.
Yeah, making football.
You think about football?
Yeah.
What about football?
I like to play football.
You like to play football? What kind of football? you have to throw it confusing.
NFL football.
Really? Who's your favorite NFL player?
Joe Theismann.
Would you like to have sex with him?
No.
Oh, sure you would.
No.
Would you let Joe Theismann watch you have sex with a girl?
No.
Why?
Because it's not that good.
Do you like Dennis Murphy?
No.
Dennis, do you like Tom?
Hold on. Dennis?
No. Tom is annoying. No, I don't like him.
He's annoying?
Yes.
You don't like him, huh?
I do not. I can't stand him around me. Whenever I'm around him, I'm going, what are you doing, Dennis? What are you doing? Tom, mind your own business and go your own separate way.
Those are fighting words. What do you say to that, Tom?
Tom?
Tom.
Tom hung up again. All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Okay, hey, just want to let everyone know that DennisMurphy.com is back up.
DennisMurphy.com is back up.
Oh, yeah. You're not back with that...
No. I'm paying for my service.
Hold on. Now I see the problem. I can't conference.
Yeah.
When I go into conference, I hang up on one of them. Yes. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mike.
No, it's Don.
Did you lose Tom? Did you lose Dennis, I mean, that time?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try to fix that so they can talk to each other.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, Tom.
Congratulations on your new baby, 10 pounds, 2 ounces.
Is that
Thank you.
Figures? He does.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were kind enough to leave me a voicemail here at the office, Tom. Thank you. I appreciate it, and I passed it along to my wife.
Did he call the main number?
I don't know.
All right, we got to go, Tom.
Is it break time?
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you all guys, it's Don and Mike's show, it's break time.
Is that all you're going to do?
Like what?
Why don't you do some shtick?
It's the Don and Mike show on WJFK.
We're all over the country, though, Tom.
We're all over the country.
You know, it's a national show.
It's a national show. We're going to...
Okay, hold on. You know what? Let me talk to Tom for a second and tell him what I want him to talk about next.
All right.
So give me a moment, okay?
What Don is doing right now is he is going to brief Tom Gavin on the statement that Tom is going to make when we go to break. And Don's going to do this off the air, and then it'll be a surprise for all of us when we come back. And we're able to hear Tom Gavin take us into the break as only he can. And I just want to say this has been one of the finest Tom Gavin segments I've ever had the pleasure of listening to.
Yes. He's going to be teasing us, I guess, with what will be coming up in the next segment.
It could be anything. Don is prepping him right now.
Oh, that's true.
Obviously giving him some sort of briefing.
Uh-huh.
And who knows whether it'll be lost in the translation.
Are you ready, Tom?
I doubt it. I think it'll be right.
So let's see what happens.
All right. Okay. So, here we go. I've prepped him now. All right, Tom.
We're taking off on American Idiot, and we'll be right back after these messages.
No.
Yeah, I thought it might get lost.
No.
Tom.
Yeah?
We're going to start a bit called what?
American Idiot.
And it's based on what?
American Idol.
Right.
New game.
Huh?
Yeah, nobody better to sell a brand new game than Tom Gavin.
We're going
to
start a new game.
Uh-huh. Called American Idiot and American Idol.
Yes, and it's kind of like American Idol.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like American Idol.
And that's what we're going to do.
That's what y'all going to do when y'all get back after these messages.
All right, beautiful. Now, let me give you a three count, and you do all of that on your own, and you take us right to the break.
Okay.
Okay, three, two, one, go.
It's American Idol going to American Idiot, and they're coming to be back after these messages, and they'll be back after these knuckleheads.
No, I'm sorry. That wasn't good enough. You're going to have to do that again.
Okay.
Let me give you the three count this time, see if you can do it.
All right.
Everything that Don told you to say,
Say
it in a complete sentence.
And you got to say Don and Mike's show. You got to mention that we're nationally syndicated.
Okay.
You've got to hit the American Idiot, not American Idol.
Yeah.
And no, he's not retarded.
And,
yeah, you can get it all in there. You ready?
All right.
All right. Three, all right. Two, one, go.
It's American Idol and American Idiot on the national syndicated of Don and Mike show.
No, negative.
And also, it needs to be a little more upbeat.
It's got to be a little more energetic, like you almost got to be screaming.
You got to start by saying, hi, this is Tom Gavin.
Hi, this is Tom Gavin.
Now, wait, don't do it all.
Hi, this is Tom Gavin. Coming up next on the Don and Mike show.
And then all the stuff that Don told you. But really, like, scream it, like you're really selling it. Okay?
All right. Three,
two, one,
go.
Hi, this is Tom Gavin. And,
Tom, you got to really scream it.
You got to go, hi. You
know, hi. Really.
No, even more energy than that. Like, really, like that.
Like Rob did it.
Yeah, like Rob did it.
Like Rob did it.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one, go.
Hi, you listen to, wait a minute, what the heck?
Come on.
It's hi, this is Tom Gavin.
Hi, this is Tom Gavin. And we're nationally syndicated and we're...
No. Hi, this is Tom Gavin.
Hi.
You're listening to the nationally syndicated Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is...
Coming up next,
it's
not American Idol, it's American Idiot.
Hi, this is Tom Gavin, you're listening to Don and Mike national...
Hey, Tom.
What?
Tom, just take us to break, telling all the ladies that are listening you want to have sex with them.
Hi, ladies, I want to have sex with y'all, take it to the break.
One more time from the top, say this is
make
Tom
it
Gavin.
Make it just a little dirtier.
And more energy.
Make it a little dirtier.
Hi, guys.
Who is this?
This is Tom Gavin.
What do you want to do?
Have sex.
With who?
With all the girls.
If you remember, Tom, the rule is you can say oral.
Oil.
And you can't say sex, but you can't say the two together.
How about
oil?
This? All right, here we go, Tom. Just talk about why you're so good at oral. Don't say the two words. And then say, but right now we have to break. But talk about what a great sexual guy you are.
But start by saying, hi, this is Tom Gavin.
Hi,
Tom.
No,
Tom,
you
Tom.
Can't.
Tom, you what? Can't. You just say, this is Tom Gavin. I like having oral with girls.
I'm sorry.
Can we get Dennis back on the phone to get us out of break?
No.
Call in, Dennis.
All right, then do it one time, Tom.
Hi, this is Tom Gavin. I want to have oil, and then we're going to the break with Don and Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.